Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I got an idea for you this weekend. In addition to honoring fathers, head on over to Leaders. You need to do it today or tomorrow before afternoon. And opens yourself up an account with Leaders Credit Union. Become a part of the family. When you are, you're an owner. When you're with Leaders, that's what happens with you when a credit. When you're with a credit union, they're not-for-profit financial institutions fully owned by you, the members. Their technology is better because when they make money, it goes back into you, the members, and your technology, your rates on mortgages, your rates on HELOCs, home equity lines of credit. Leaders can do one for you as low as 5.99 APR on that home equity line of credit. Get you that cash you need to do that kitchen upgrade or that beautiful bathroom remodel that you've wanted to do for the last 5 years but haven't had the cash. Let Leaders unlock it for you. Got a bunch of options. Check them all out at visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Again, leaderscu.com/ESPN. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA and is your financial champion. Got news yesterday after we'd gotten off the show. That's something I'd wondered about for weeks. There was actually some, I don't know if we'd call it a fire, but a little blaze to that smoke. And that smoke would have been Mike Miller a few weeks back, very oddly, going on a national podcast. And when asked about his basketball roster clients, we know Mike Miller now has Lyft Sports Management. Represents guys like Paolo Banchero and was started last year around this time, April, spring or so. We got news, I think it was from Woj first. Many had heard it, but I think it became official and hit the mainstream that Mike was going to be representing Ja Morant, who we know well here, and had for, what, the better part of the last year. But Mike didn't mention him a few weeks back, which stood out. This was mid-May, right at the time of the EYBL here in Memphis, where, again, your signature shoe athlete, in this case, one of the few who's got a signature shoe that you represent, maybe the only one, I'm not sure. Paolo got a shoe yet? I'm not sure. We can get to that. Ja does, and he's not mentioned on your client list. Now, sure, we can say, well, Kyler Murray wasn't either, but if this, he was asked about his basketball client list, you would have mentioned Ja Morant. So it was odd. And here we are weeks later, and what became obvious was the Lyft management side, Lyft Sports management side, at least in the last couple of days, because it's on that side where some things changed last few weeks. Ja Morant, who hadn't been mentioned by Mike Miller, was now no longer on the site as of this week. Underneath clients, there was also a spot on branding, brands, where he had been previously a photo of him and flying through the air, Nike deal, had been listed. That has been removed. It's Paolo Banchero. So what was clear now was in sort of a an answer, not a public one, obviously. Lyft wasn't going to speak on this, and clearly Ja wasn't either. You'd gone weeks. But when he'd been scrubbed from the site and on Instagram looked like been unfollowed by Lyft Sports Management, becoming pretty obvious there had been separation. Now, what started this? What's at the root of this? I'm sure we may never know. or fully know. But what we have is enough info out there now. Jeffrey Wright and I actually talked about this on his show yesterday. It was funny to see the stories pop up not long after we got off the air. And credit, too, to Michael Cole for writing that first one. Drew Hill, our man, did it a little bit later on yesterday. But, yes, enough facts out there, we think, now that you didn't need a quote from either side to have the facts, which is Grizzly star John Morant parts ways with Mike Miller's agency, Lip Sports Management. Now, I'm reading from DeMichael's story here. Again, you've got a story as well up at the Daily Memphian from Drew Hill. But here's what DeMichael writes. Memphis Grizzly star John Morant's parted ways with Lip Sports Management. Multiple sources told the Commercial Appeal on June 12th. That was yesterday. The sources were granted anonymity. Lip Sports Management list of clients no longer includes Morant, who was listed on the website as recently as May 16th. I'd tell you he was on there even more recently than that. Believe me, I've been checking that thing because I thought this was odd weeks ago. Morant joined Lyft, yes, April of 2024. Remember, it was a big enough story, not just locally, but nationally, that Woj wrote about it. It's a former NBA, you know, an NBA champion, now in the agent game. And, oh, by the way, he's rising fast. Guy got the number one pick in Palo, and now he's representing Ja Morant. It's a national story. And so here we are now with what, you know, initially looked like, hey, maybe some breadcrumbs, is this going down? And then eventually becomes confirmed without either side having to do it in terms of the actions, what we can see. We're not blind. And so at some point, maybe, I don't know, Ja Morant might be asked about this at a summer event, or maybe it's not until media day. But something that was a big story last summer, you know, seemed to be going ignored for weeks there. Now it's pretty obvious. There's enough of a feeling on both sides. They were willing to make it public when you, you know, erase him from your site, unfollow him on IG. And here we are, not knowing exactly why this has happened, but knowing that Ja will be on to, what, his third agent in 7 years?
Yeah, and if we could, let's make this the first part of the rundown.
Yeah, so obviously, I think a couple of things. One is we don't know exactly why it happened. We don't know, you know, I'm sure like anything else, it was a combination of factors. It wasn't probably just one thing. Short time together, only 1 year, like you said, a year and a half. You know, Mike basically didn't even do anything with Ja. Like, I mean, he didn't renegotiate a contract. He didn't sign any deals. Like, he didn't even have time to do that. You know, sometimes I guess partnerships, you hope they work. They don't. And this one clearly did not. We'll see. You know, I wouldn't expect Lyft to say anything. We'll see, like you said, if Ja is asked about it at, because, you know, what's he going to do? Like, that's kind of where my head is. Like, what is Ja doing? You know, is he going his own way? Is he hiring another agent?
SGA's done that.
You know, is he like, what's the plan with Team Morant? You know, is kind of where my head is. You know, again, unfortunate it didn't work with Mike, but Mike's got Paolo and a lot of other guys. He'll be fine. What's Ja trying to do? You know, is Ja trying to, you know, lock himself in here? Is he trying to do something else? Like, what's the plan? You know, so I think that's the part that I would really love to see, and we won't know until it happens. But, you know, I think the future here, you know, obviously he has something in mind if he's going to part ways with Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? You know, and I think that's, you know, is it a great look that it's a third agent in, you know, in 3 years? No, but I don't think it matters either. I mean, I think NBA guys change agents all the time. I don't think it makes it any less likely that he's in Memphis, that he hasn't. I don't think it's like, because you saw a little bit of that speculation yesterday. It's like, oh, does this mean he's trying to orchestrate? I don't believe that is what's going on here. But I would like to kind of see where Ja's head is with this. Like, what's the plan? And we don't really know right now.
He's going to be attractive because he's contract eligible.
That's right.
This summer.
That's right.
Which I'm sure has had, if I'm clutch, I've called, I've kicked the tires already. Because I'm sure this word, again, when Mike doesn't mention this, what was the name of the podcast? It's a big one.
Oh, Pardon My Take.
Pardon My Take, thank you very much. Which is watched daily by hundreds of thousands. So, I mean, he was on a mainstream podcast, my point. One of the biggest ones, Brent.
Right.
So, I mean, this word had been out. My point is, Ja's phone been ringing.
Yep.
He's not having to go seek out agents right now. Hey, you think you'd represent me? Because he is contract eligible, and to many, he still represents an opportunity to make a ton of money.
I think he knows where he's going.
Whether or not, right, I'm sure he does, because he's had weeks at this point to determine it. Point being, you know, I would say too, you know, is Ja, do you want the agent for the contract and that, or are you gonna, do you want the agent for what's going to happen going down the future with Nike and all that? Do you want an agent that's going to be over everything or just a little bit? That's I would ask him those things.
Yep.
We all said, you know, with Mike was a guy who'd seen the whole league, right? He'll be able to help mature Ja. Oh, yeah, this will be great. As you just said, I'm not sure that he did it anything. I mean, did he? The Nike deal was already in place.
Yep.
You know, in terms of talking sense to Ja, well, we've had Derrick Rose here to do that. We think Penny Hardaway's said some things to him in terms of being a wily old vet and how you do things in this league and all that stuff. I mean, if he got advice, okay, yeah, it was one of many that have given him advice, many accomplished players, those kinds of things have given him advice. But what I told Drew this morning about this was that it doesn't here's the thing, because people did. They speculated about it. It was written about by both DeMichael and Drew. I don't think Mike Miller, if any of you are looking at it this way, is so aligned with the Grizzlies that a separation between Ja and Mike Miller means Ja feels any sort of way, because that's not the case. Mm-hmm. This isn't a deal where it was Mike Miller and the Grizzlies on one side and Ja on the other.
Right.
Separate all of that. Obviously, Mike has his own history with the Grizzlies, and that is separate from this.
That's right.
That should be addressed, because some out there are speculating that.
Mm-hmm.
That Mike is Mr. Grizzly, and this means, you know, with Ja separating, this means that, something's going on with Ja and the Grizzlies as a result of that. Not at all. What I would say, though, is sort of what you said, you know, whether it's in a maturity level, whether it's in an understanding the potential that's out there for him business-wise, there just has to be a next step. And I'm not sure any agent does that for him. But we were hoping that of Mike.
Right.
What we need to be done hoping that. It's kind of like Danny Green said when we were talking about coaches for Ja.
That's right.
It ain't going to matter who you bring in here. Because that's what we've said about Penny and Derrick Rose talking to him.
Yep.
It's all about, is the man going to receive it? That's it. So that's where I'm trying to get to.
Yep.
There's going to be a lot of agents want to make money off of him with this new contract and everything else. And I imagine Grizzly's going to want to give it to him.
Yep.
He's the box office. He's the tickets.
Yep.
We should be more locked in to keeping him here than anything else. I mean, we talk so much about Jaren, but you know, I'm with you. Third agent in 7 years. Well, I just, okay. Well, what are you looking for?
Right.
What are you looking for? So on both sides of this, you
exactly.
Know, just, and then yeah, on Mike's side, you know, what are you gonna do?
We're gonna rep Paolo. Mm-hmm. I mean,
my thing is, you lost a big one.
We did. We lost a big one.
You lost a bit. That's a big fish right there. They don't all just grow like that off trees.
Very true.
No, Paolo's number one, and that's a good one. That's a great one to have.
You got to regret that it didn't work out.
That's your signature shoe man.
And he's in Memphis. You're in Memphis. Yeah. Like, you're a Grizzly. He's a Grizzly. You know,
we like Jabari. He ain't looking like Ja here to start. We like, there's some other young ones that are in there. The Jones brothers.
It
drops off a little bit.
Get off my website, man.
I'm just saying. who's my guy? Pat Beverly, career over. What I'm saying?
We meant to get him off there. We accidentally took Ja off.
P.J. Washington, now there's a guy, still got some in it, but I'm just saying, you take Ja off that roster, it ain't nearly as sexy. Now, we also got Kyler Murray, don't we, John?
That's right.
So we're broad. We've gone out of basketball, but I'm just saying, you take
and
Ja
Russell
Morant,
Wilson.
Take Ja Morant off that list. You shouldn't have stopped me, is my point with the Russell Wilson. Take Ja Morant off that roster, especially that basketball roster. It doesn't look quite the same.
Yeah.
So let's not act like this ain't a blow for Mike too.
Yeah, listen, I don't think
it's a blow for Ja. When I say two, let's not act like it's not a blow for Lyft management.
No, I want to caution, I'm not speaking for anybody here, but I would imagine that nobody is happy.
We'd say all the time. Well,
sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. In this case, I'm not.
Fine.
But I would imagine that nobody is happy about this, right? You take on Ja as a client. It's, you know, they've had a relationship for a long time. I mean, Mike was at the house when the ball got thrown, bro.
He was called to testify,
He was called to testify. So the relationship has existed long before Mike was even an agent, right? I mean, that's the part of it that, you regret, is that it didn't work out. But sometimes partnerships don't work out. Sometimes you have ideas and hopes and optimism, and then it just doesn't come together. So, you know, I think, again, both parties will be fine, obviously, and, you know, beyond the Instagram or website or whatever. And if he's not a client, he shouldn't be on the website anymore. You got to take him off. I don't think we're going to hear anything publicly. Again, I might be wrong, but I don't think we're going to hear anything publicly, because I don't think either side is really excited about this going down. I think there was a, you know, there's a real lamenting that it didn't work. Is sort of my, now why it didn't work, I don't know. I do not know. I truly do not know the answer to that. Because on paper, you're like, this is a perfect match, you know, but sometimes, on paper, perfect matches, you know, don't work. 50% of marriages end in divorce.
This was not a marriage.
It was a marriage. It was a brief one.
No, because it was man and man.
And also, Mike was not Ja's first agent, right? So it is very different. You know, if he had been his first agent and he was
Tanner still representing anybody?
Yeah, it's
so he can do that and be the UNC guy.
I think, that's interesting. There's no way he's leaving his agency to do that, right?
Back in the day, you couldn't mix them up. I come from the land of dinosaurs,
tandem.
Though.
It's Tandem. Yeah, he's still the founder and president of Tandem.
Cool. And he can do that and from his spot working for North Carolina. Now.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
It is kind of a conflict of interest, it feels like. But, you know, these guys can
used to be college players now. Yeah, it's different now.
But if you go to his, realgm.com, it says his agency has no, it says he has no clients. So I don't know.
See. You still got, don't you? Because didn't Mike, because of the grassroots stuff and all that, don't you have to separate yourself a little bit?
All right, I'm going to the ESPN website here on what UNC hires longtime agent, Jim Tanner, president and founder. It doesn't say that he stepped down from his role, but, who knows in this day and age what they do and don't make you do. But yeah, Tandem still has a ton of guys. And again, I don't know why it didn't work there either. I have no idea. You know, you want something different, you know? You want something different in your representation. So, it is what it is. It happens. So, yeah, now I'm interested in Ja. I'm like, all right, what's it going to be, my man? You know, it's a big year. If he gets the extension, like, let's play some games. Let's get back to the Grizzlies being a 2 seed. I did see a tweet from, it wasn't Harrington, but Harrington retweeted it that made me, it should make you feel optimistic about Ja. Like guys that were positives, like as 4-level scorers, right? So 4-level scores, which means layups, paint shots, mid-range, and threes. So that's all 4 levels of the court. And Ja and Jaren were both on this list. As plus 4-level scores. And it's a short list, bro. I mean, it's not like it's a long list at all. Jokic, Shea, KD, Lillard, what the helly, Cade Cunningham, Jaren, Devin Booker, Bridges, Ja, and somehow Ty Jerome. But this is, per 100, possessions on field goal attempts. So
well, and just blew the whole credibility of the list when you said Ty Jerome.
I know that one definitely is like, ugh. And the other part of it is there's only KD is a champ, but he only became a champ when he played with Steph. But whatever, he's a champ. Jokic is a champ, and SGA or Halliburton is going to be a champ. Nobody else has won one on this list, so it's like, all right, what does this actually mean? I don't know, but it's a good thing to be on it. It seems like it's a good thing to be on this list as a 4-level scorer, and the Grizzlies may have 2. In Jaren and Ja Morant. So I would really love to see this continue. And all right, whether you get the extension or not, like, let's take this thing back to where it needs to be. You know, whoever you're, whether it's me, you, Brad, himself, representing him. It's not about who's representing you. It's about your production on the basketball court now.
Indeed.
So I'm hopeful that whatever the change is positive for him. And that he can, be the face of the franchise that we certainly need him to be for the Grizzlies.
And Ja, if you'd like to come on and talk about this, we're here.
Open invite. Absolutely. All right. NBA Finals, game 4 tonight. It's about the power of friendship. There's a cover story up at ESPN about Tyrese Halliburton and Caitlin Clark. That's the power of friendship. I mean, the center of NBA basketball and basketball at large is Indiana, right? Mm. You got.
It's gonna be hard to dispute that if they win a title.
You got the yes sirs, and then you got the single greatest basketball player that's ever played the game. In Caitlin Clark.
You're just trying to be controversial now.
Kelsey Mitchell.
Aaliyah Boston.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, this is one of those games where it's like, this is the best. This is the best of NBA basketball, pure theater. This is going to be tonight. OKC is closing in on being the largest road favorite in an NBA Finals game ever tonight with a spread of 6.5 up at ESPN Bet. I'm going to repeat that for effect. OKC is closing in on being the largest road favorite in the history of the NBA as a -6.5-point favorite tonight in Game 4.
In many ways, I think it's disrespectful to Indiana.
You're
making Carlisle's job easier.
You continue to under... I mean, listen, dude, these athletes, every time you talk to them, like, they know. Like, KJ,
they know,
right?
Man. That's what I'm saying. I guarantee you it's all part of Carlisle's speech tonight.
Look at Brad, man. He's licking his chops over there.
Is he?
For NBA, for Fade Brad.
Cool.
He can't wait to bet the Thunder tonight.
Well, he's been off the last couple games, hasn't he?
He's on a losing streak. Is this his first losing streak?
Kind of like Indiana. He rarely loses back-to-back.
That's right.
But he has.
Yeah.
Hopefully my Pacers don't.
That's right. OKC also rarely loses back-to-back.
Right.
You know, so
I don't know if theirs goes as far back as Indy's, though. Did we look at that yesterday? Indy's was to March. Wendy was
January.
That. Oh, my gosh.
January.
So, well, that's all right. I mean, we've already got – we have stolen home court already, so I'm not worried about
well,
you.
What do you mean, we?
The Pacers.
What do you mean, we?
I told you yesterday I flipped. I'm Freddie. I flipped.
You and Freddie.
And I have no shame about it.
We.
I have no shame about it because out of you all, I was the one that thought it'd be the most competitive of a series, so I should have the right to be able to flip to say Pacers can win this thing because I was making a case that's going to be competitive. Y'all all thought it was going to be a whitewashing five. Some of you thought. Brad said it again yesterday. Sweep. And so 4 or 5 on that side, I had
now
a right.
That was respectful.
I had a right to flip, and I have flipped.
Flipper.
I rarely do it.
Brad is calling you out.
Again, there are so many things we can call each other out for. Let's keep it above board and all positive.
You know I'm kidding.
You're right, but you're right. In sports, we don't like flip-floppers.
No, but I'm fine with it.
In this case, again, I believe that I had earned
you had
the
new
right
information.
Here.
You changed your opinion.
This man said there are so many things we can call each other out for.
Pacers.
What did I do?
I think you really is a low blow to call him a flipper. I think it's a low blow.
No, it's. I apologize.
Well, it hurts.
You're not a flipper. And you're a committed human, man of God. I'm not even joking.
You know
I'm
loyal.
Not even joking.
You know how loyal I am.
To a fault.
Let's not bring God into it. I mean, no,
loyal.
This
to a
is
fault.
About the Thunder and the Pacers.
No, so like I'm going to stick with what I said the other day, which I won't tip my hand yet. But if you would listen reoccurring to the Jason and John show, you know what's coming. You know what's coming. Like we're not getting off of a bus that is a truck that is now it may take more of the games than we thought, but the
right.
truck is going to keep driving, folks.
That's right. That's right. And again, don't apologize too early. Drew Hill been on this apology tour. Don't apologize yet. Series not over. Don't apologize prematurely. Wait until it's over. Then you can apologize.
I'm not apologizing for being right so much in this bit. The segment was supposed to be Fade Brad, and then suddenly I got on a heater, and I've destroyed
the results. Not guaranteed.
Totally blitzed the event. You know,
you should absolutely apologize for as wrong as you were about how one side of this series was. You owe
I'm
the
not
people.
Apologizing.
You owe the people that apology.
Not yet. I'll
at
apologize
least to
when
say
the series over.
That they're not nearly as dominant. You mad at me after I told you after game one? I could see it in your eyes. That's it.
I
you got to
mad.
At least believe now. Indy can win the series.
Well, yeah.
You still didn't want to hear it.
I didn't want to hear
You're
it.
Still in denial about it.
I mean,
you
yeah.
want to roll with Vegas. You're on that side. This has to turn the other way.
Yes.
And that is part of why I have jumped on Pacers, because this idea that it has to go the way Vegas
well,
is.
Well, it definitely does not have to go that
no,
way.
No, it doesn't.
It does not have to go
and,
that
and
way.
And the Detroit Pistons showed us that.
They did.
In the exact same way.
Maybe this Pistons, Pacers team is generational in that
now,
way.
Now, it won't be 4-1. Now, that was what was crazy about that series, I think.
Right.
The Pistons beat them 4-1. I think
right.
the Lakers only won one game.
This would be 6, it feels like.
Yeah, it's not going to be 4-1. But I think we can get it, dude.
Well, again, we talked about it yesterday. If the Pacers win this, it's going to be 6. It ain't going to be 7.
Correct.
Yeah.
I agree with you there.
So it's like this is business time tonight. But it will not be easy. And you're you know, a big underdog. And again, that's probably for a reason, because you would just assume that Benedict Mathurin doesn't score 27 in 22 minutes again.
But again, they got other role guys, bro, that can step up and have 18, 19. It doesn't have to be 27 from one single one of them. They've got enough dudes.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, they'll probably
so they
have,
continue to show us every night.
Yes. Better performances from Miles Turner, right, than
right.
He gave you in game. But, you know, again, it's very rare that the market's going to be off this much, you know, back-to-back. Could happen, right?
That's where
But and maybe Indiana is just going to be one of those teams we look back on in 5 years, like Benedict Mathurin would say, and they just defy the odds.
That's what I'll say. We've been doing that, underestimating them the whole playoffs. That's what we've been doing.
I think certainly that is true. It's obviously true in the finals. It was true in the East. You know, they were undervalued. I mean, when you look back at the Eastern Conference, right, some of those prices were crazy. And I was betting the Pacers quite a lot. I very rarely faded them until they got to the finals.
We disrespected them to the point we said, just wait till they lose the first game, because then the odds are going to get so much longer on them.
That's right. You come in if you think it's going to be upset.
And they won the first game. We've disrespected them at every turn.
They go out
and win the first game on the road, which is what they've done all playoffs.
They've won every game won in
the
series.
They don't care about our narratives. That's been the whole Indiana Pacers postseason, about our narratives, what Vegas thinks. They don't care about what's supposed to happen. That's the amazing thing about this team. It truly is. That's
why they're the yes sirs.
That's why Rick Carlisle's going to the Hall of Fame.
Full credit.
That's why he's going to the Hall of Fame.
But see, Brad is saying full credit as he's about to absolutely take a giant dump on them at 12:45. That's the problem. You know, it's like I don't think it's genuine.
This is why I don't bet, because I want the Pacers to absolutely kick ass in this series, because it's pure balls. Like, you are playing your ass off. At some point,
you just start pulling for the underdog.
Yes.
It's not about being right or wrong. This is why I like not putting money on it. It's what the Pacers have shown us.
Very easy for me to do this. I fully admit that. I don't have skin in the game. Literally, I'm not putting money on this. I'm making a pick based on my brain.
Yeah.
But my brain about to, you know, hey, if the Pacers can pull this out, man, I'll be happier than hell, because I don't have money on it. But, you know, I'm not going to – we'll see.
No, we've talked about this Pacers team in the past. Like, they're really easy to like. I mean, they're just
– that's a fact.
They play the right way. They play ethically. They move the ball. You know, they just have – I mean, they play basketball the way it was meant to be played. So this is not a, you know, I can't stand the – like, they're the easiest team in the world to root for.
Yep.
You know, coach is amazing. You know, point guard is, you know, a guy that when he's playing well elevates his team. You know, they have guys that, you know, we talked about that Thomas Bryant game in game six against the Knicks. He comes off the bench. He wasn't playing. Tony Bradley got hurt. He comes in, drains three threes. Like, it ain't nothing. I mean, that's a hell of a team. It's a hell of a team. They belong. They deserve to be in the NBA Finals. And I'll be interested whether they win this series or not, you know. How many are they able to keep, right? Like, that's going to be a decision that the organization is going to have to make. Like, I think I read somewhere that they are willing to go into the tax to keep it together. And I'd say, why wouldn't you? You know, you got everything you need. The East has never looked more open than it does right now.
That's a big part of it.
Whether they win this series or not, you know, they're going to be back, it feels like. Because, you know, they're a team that – their superstar, he doesn't depend on free throws. He's probably not going to get hurt because he's not banging around down there. They're a team that can stay healthy, you know, like as opposed to a lot of other teams. And freak accidents happen, of course, but they're young enough, you know, and they're skilled enough to where, and their coach obviously well enough to where it feels like, you know, even if this doesn't go their way, that they'll be right back, whether it does or doesn't. So. Should be a great game tonight. We'll have Fade Brad a little bit later. But 7:30 on ABC pregame here, 92.9, 7 o'clock, right? You're not getting off early tonight, Gabe. You're doing that full three tonight.
He even asked me, he goes, so, like, the pregame starts at 6:30, right? And I'm like, we're going to go 7. The midday show has told me to tell you that you have to start and do all the way through 7.
That's just the way it goes.
That's just the way it goes.
So, we look forward to hearing Gabe lead us up to pregame.
He's going to lead the charge all the way up to that gent.
So, anyway, game four tonight on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Got Fade Brad, Parthu Padja is going to join us. Anthony Staines up next. Stick around.
It's always a good day to talk to Anthony Staines, host of the Anthony Staines Show on Bluff City Media. New episodes daily. 2 o'clock. And if I'm getting that wrong, he's going to correct me and make sure I'm getting it right. Make sure you're checking him out. Underground King of Memphis Sports Media. Tribal Chief of Grizz Twitter. Longtime Tribal Chief of Grizz Twitter. Independent journalist and founder of Asylum Media Group. He is father of five-star 2032 multi-sport prospect Gabriel Sane. You can follow him on X at Sane Asylum. And he joins us now. Brother Sane, how are you?
Man, I'm good, bro. You definitely got the information right. Anthony Staines Show does air live every day, Monday through Friday, at 2 p.m. It's going to be a great show today for you guys to check out. Got NBA legend Craig Hodges joining the show today, man. A guy who's probably one of the greatest shooters of all time coming in. Of course, he has controversy around him as well. We're going to talk to him about that and more, man. He's of course, he was a guy that people thought was blackballed from the NBA from some of the things that he stood out and stood for back in the 90s, man. So he's going to come on today. He's going to be my very special guest. Check that out today at 2 p.m. on the Anthony Sane Show.
Okay. Like John can tell you, when you just said Craig Hodges, what happened to my face? You know how much I love Craig Hodges.
Now, oh, man, me too, bro. Like he was that dude like way before – like the guys who are the shooters now, he was that guy. That's definitely a question I'm going to ask him. What would Craig Hodges be in 2025 on the NBA roster,
and,
you know?
And then the controversy you spoke of, was that that's the controversy with his career, or are you speaking of a controversy that – have you seen, like, the more recent two about him and his ex-wife?
No, I haven't seen that at all.
Okay, when we get off air, I need to make sure I talk to you about this because I'm not – I don't know if this is something you can get into with him, but bro, this could go worldwide, this other thing I'm talking about. In addition to you already doing the great interview about his career that I know I want to watch anyway, but there's another controversy involving him. So when you said his name, not just the championships that he helped my Bulls win, but he's got some other stuff going on with the ex. Anyway, thank you, number one, for joining us. How big a story to you is this Ja Morant story changing representation, moving on from, or at least parting ways with Mike Miller and his agents?
As far as like on the surface of it, not at all, especially when it comes down to, I've cut on the radio this morning. I'm hearing people kind of talking about stuff with him as far as his contract situation. It doesn't mean anything with the Grizzlies. Then you go on social media and everybody's trying to put Ja in trades to get him on their team. Funny how the guy that everybody wanted out of the league and all these type of things, and he's a punk, he's a thug, he's a fake thug, all these type of things. Now he's in everybody's trade proposal if you look at on social media. But I don't think that any of that's anything to be worried about at all. This feels like more of a personal thing more than it was business with him and Mike. Mm-hmm. Ja's done this before, so I don't think there's anything that that makes me feel like it's something that that has any bearing on him, you know, and the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I don't – exactly. I think that's the way to put it. It's like it's not like it's going to change the direction that – like it doesn't make – whatever they were going to do, it doesn't make it more or less likely, right? Like it's just
– yeah.
It's just he's going to have a different agent, and I hope it's an agent that he's happy with. But, you know, I also hope that he signs an extension. So –
how attractive is he to you, Sane? If you're clutch, if you're a big time agent right now, how attractive is Ja Morant, knowing the history, but then knowing too what could still be there, the fact that he's contract extension eligible now, how attractive is he, do you think, to the agent world right now?
I think he should be very attractive, man. He's a guy who's, you know, he's has that possibility to get an extension as early as this year. Got another big contract coming in a few years. He's got a big deal with Nike. If you're someone who feels like, hey, I can get Ja Morant back in those conversations with the Powerades of the world, you know, the trying to think of some of the other deals he had. I think it was Hulu or something like that. I think he had something with Marvel, with Spider-Man, Sony or something.
Yep.
Like if you're the agent who feels like you can get Ja back in those type of conversations to get some of those endorsements back, I think he definitely has that type of appeal. And especially when you feel like Ja's really in a buy low situation right now, where you feel like if I can get Ja now, he seems like he should be poised for a comeback. You're talking about a guy who hasn't played 65 games since year two, a guy who, you know, wants to get back in an all-star, all-NBA, all those type of conversations. I think this is a good time to get Ja as a client if you can feel like he can get back on that redemption as far as getting back into the elite conversations of the NBA. And I think he's poised to do that. I think that Ja realizes that, you know, at this point of his career, he's got to kind of do his thing and leave all the excuses behind. And I think that he has, like, you know, with people like Nike behind him, you know, constantly dropping shoes for him. Like, they're dropping, you know, his shoes are hot. They're selling all those type of things. But Nike also wants Ja to be a guy who, like we talked about a few weeks ago, we can drop a Ja All-Star shoe when he's in the All-Star game. You know what I mean? Or we can save these colorways, these awesome colorways for the playoffs, and Ja is actually in the playoffs. You know what I mean? I think that's something that Ja's poised to make a big jump as far as it's concerned. So I think agents will be blowing his phone up to offer their services to him for sure.
Did you see that list of four level scores? Harrington retweeted it. Some guy wrote a book and like he wrote about four level scorers, and it's a pretty short list. And it's like guys who are positive, they're plus per 100 possessions in, dunks, layups, mid-range, floaters, and then three-pointers. And so only got to be positive in all four of those. And the Grizzlies have two on that list, Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr.
For sure.
How optimistic does that make you that, you know, we've been talking about all these big moves, and maybe the Grizz will make a move. There's some rumblings about a guy they might go after, but knowing that they have two of those guys on that list, like, come on, it's there. The foundation is there.
Yeah. They've got the pieces, man. If you look at a team, like watching the playoffs and even watching the finals right now, it just gives you more confidence that the Grizzlies really aren't that far away from getting back into those talks to being a top-tier team in the NBA, man. This Pacers team, they're a very good team. But that Pacers team, we beat them once this year. Second game, I think they came back on us at the end, like they've done a lot of teams. But we saw that Pacers team be, a team who's, had the second best record in the NBA after January the 1st, right? And there's that team is not they're not a super team by any means. And if you even question that they even have a big two, you know what I mean? Like it's their roster makeup, they're just not a juggernaut team. They've got a lot of guys that can just simply play basketball and they fit into a system. And I think that's the way that the league is going right now. So if you've identified Jar and Jaren as your two guys going forward, if you could just put the right pieces around them, whether that's wings, you're gonna have to get a big now with Edie being out. I think that this team can make a run next year based on those two guys being your best two.
What do you do with Edie to start the year? We haven't gotten a chance to talk to you about that, Sane. Do you put a Band-Aid on it and it's a temporary fix with a guy? Do you need help? Because, hey, you'll need a guy when Zach Edie's back that can play like him off the bench. How are you sort of looking at how the franchise needs to deal with the Zach Edie injury?
Man, I'll be honest. If you'd asked me these questions maybe a few days ago, I would have thought that, the Grizzlies are going to get some guy, kind of a stopgap guy to buy you time between now and Zach Edie. But just me kind of, poking my nose around and talking to some guys in some inner circles, and also had my guy Dotson on, who's an NBA scout and a media guy. He covers several teams in the NBA, including the Grizzlies, mostly the Grizzlies and the Pelicans. He was on my show the other day, and he said that, man, from the things he's hearing, he's not really sure, like, if you were to say that the Grizzlies had their eyes on the big, whether Edie was healthy or not, you wouldn't be wrong about that. You know what I mean? Like from some of the tea leaves that are going around, that the Grizzlies may have had, maybe looking for a big man, regardless, a starting big, regardless, even with Edie being on this roster. And he even suggested that you may even see Edie's name come up in trade ideas, going out from the Grizzlies to another team. So I think they're definitely going to go out and get. Not just a guy that can play center, but a guy who may be that starting center for years to come on this team.
So how do you think the and it's like a very small, like almost stupid part of it, but Zach Edey's injury, like how do you expect, if at all, that to change summer league plans, or do you think they keep him because Isolo would still like to get the experience with some of those dudes?
I'm not sure what you're asking. Ask it one more time.
Like, Zach Edie was going to be a big part of the summer league experience,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So now that he's not going to be a part of it, do you think the Grizzlies alter, like, how much they might play guys or how much Isolo might coach in it?
I think at that point, you just make the focus Jalen Wells. If you noticed earlier when I talked about the team and the roster going forward, right, I only mentioned John Jaren. I've gone from suggesting that Desmond Bane is the guy that gets traded to pretty much believing he's about to get traded. That's kind of where I'm at with Desmond Bane. I believe he's not going to be on this roster next season, and if he is, it won't be because of a lack of trying to move him. And I think that if the Grizzlies do plan on doing something like that, I think that they're looking at Jalen Wells possibly in the starting two on this team, moving him down from the three to the two. So I think that he may be the guy in summer league that they're focusing on, trying to bend him until he breaks in summer league to see what all they can get from him offensively. So I think whether Edie's there or not, I think Jalen Wells is going to be a big part of what they do in the summer league.
If you now believe, too, that Desmond Bane, not just suggesting that they should, but you believe Desmond Bane is going to be moved, he seems like one of the, and you can, if it's different in your view, you let me know, but he seems like one of the, you know, hold guys accountable, guys in your locker room, you know, whether that he was doing that with Santi or whatever else. Bane seems like that type, and especially now that he's been in the league for a little while, does that automatically, does that jive, first of all, with how you view him, and then if you trade him, do you have to get some of that back? Does do Ja and Jaren need to take on more of that role? Is Ja already doing it enough anyway? You don't worry about losing a leader like Bane? Like, tell me about that that locker room leadership if you are trading Bane.
You have to get it if he goes out. It's kind of debatable, like, how much of that about him is real, because I've also heard people call Desmond Bane a front runner. You know what I mean?
Okay. And okay. Well, where are you? Really where wanna, are you on it though? I want to know what you think, bro.
I think he's kind of somewhere in the middle, man. I think he's got a lot of good leadership skills. I think he's a guy that guys can rally behind. But I think that when times really get tough, you know, Desmond Bane himself has, you know, folded up a lot. And I don't just mean like whether he's had a good game or a bad game. I mean, as far as being the leader, you know what I mean? He's kind of shown some chinks in his armor as far as this concerned as well. But that's I don't think Jaren is ever going to be wired to be the rally around me type of guy on this team.
Nope.
Ja has that capability. He's got to step up to that role.
Agreed.
And also something that is interesting about the Grizzlies as far as leadership is concerned, we were hearing two names as far as assistant coaches go this year that don't meet the normal criteria of what we've seen hired as Grizzlies assistant coaches, right? Usually you look at Adrian Griffin, who was a former NBA coach. And I don't think we've ever had a former head coach on our roster. I mean, on our assistant coaching staff at all. Like, I don't think we've ever had one. I mean, under this current era, under the Zach Kleiman era, I don't think we've had a former head coach here at all. And then can't think of the other guy's name. Used to play for the Lakers and the Suns. Y'all not helping me. Dallas assistant coach.
Dudley?
Yeah, Jared Dudley.
Jared Dudley, yeah.
Jared Dudley's a name that's also been connected to the Grizzlies.
You be making us play Cerrito trivia on here sometimes,
right?
Bro.
Exactly. Shout out to my boy, my man Kevin Cerrito, man. But no, I don't know why that's a running joke with me. On as far as I've been doing radio podcasts or whatever, I'm absolutely horrible. Like, I tell them to go blank on names. It's a horrible running joke about me forever. I'm so horrible with names. It ain't just basketball names. It's just names in general. But Jared Dudley, right? He would be, as far as, like, former players on our bench, yeah, we've had Anthony Carter, but as far as, like, high-profile assistant coaches, they were also former players, Jared Dudley would probably be the biggest name we've had as far as that goes. Yep. And those type of guys may have to step up and be those type of leaders on this team if you're not able to find that guy on this team via free agency or a draft who could come in and do that, bro.
Well, I've got a name for you. Denny Avia.
Hey,
does that excite you? There was a report that the Grizzlies were digging around on the Portland Trail Blazers. I mean, he's just a great looking player. You know, he's kind of like a three, right? 3/4. You know, can probably guard both positions there. And it sounds like they were doing some digging on him. I gotta tell you, I mean, I would be really excited about him because he's only 24. Yeah. He does everything very well. He's like a better version of Santi, it feels like.
For sure.
What do you
when
make?
We say better? Do we mean tougher guys? I haven't watched a lot of
Yeah, he's
them.
Definitely more put together than him. Yes.
Much better defender, individual defender and team defender than the Avia.
Okay.
Guy who can kind of show that he can kind of facilitate the offense a little bit this year. You can put the ball in his hands. He can play make. Portland finally just kind of let him go. He's a guy who over time is really developing to a great guy. He's a guy that the Grizzlies have been connected to ever since draft scouting back his coming into the draft. And he's a name that's constantly been connected to the Grizzlies. I heard this year that there were some deals on the table, but the Grizzlies had a slow trigger about pulling the deal as far as adding a draft pick to that deal. That I heard that there was a deal in principle pretty much out there for Denny, and that the Grizzlies were afraid to pull the trigger on it because of draft compensation. But I think that that's something else that I think that I've tried to talk to as many Grizzlies fans as possible about and share, that Zach Kleiman, with all the faults that you may have in him and all the things you may say to criticize him, which are valid. You know, there are valid criticisms for Zach Kleiman. He sees the same team that we see. He sees the same situation that we're in. And I think he understands how now or never things are. And also how close we are, man. If you watch the playoffs and the finals, like I said, I think he sees it, man, I can make these certain moves and really make this thing happen. And yes, I've experimented with youth, and I found a gem in Jalen Wells, and I had a big man in Zach Edey who showed signs of being ready. But, man, if I shore this roster up and solidify those positions now, this year, I really could probably make something happen with a healthy John Morant being the biggest piece of that pie, whatever. So a guy like Denny Avia, I would absolutely love him on this team. And then he checks off another box.
240.
John,
I mean,
yeah, he's a big dude. He can handle the ball. He can shoot a little bit. He can defend. He can play make. Very versatile. Then John, he's also white. He's not a white American, but he is white. He's kind of handsome too, John. So
yeah,
several boxes. For
he does not necessarily meet the criteria, but
I thought he was a Euro.
He's Israeli.
He's not white at all.
Well, I don't know. What's that?
Yeah. I don't really. What do we call our Israeli brothers? Do we call them? What are they?
Israelites.
Is he a Hebrew Israelite?
I don't know, bro. All right, it's a very politically fraught time to be asking that question right now.
I got you, brother. No, I'm saying he's not one of the brothers that wears the purple and gold that you think they're Omega Sci Phi.
I don't know, bro.
He's not one of the guys you think are a cute dog downtown. He's not one of them. So.
We'll embrace him regardless.
I would absolutely love Denny Avia on this team for sure.
Sign me up. I don't know why the Trailblazers would be interested in parting with him.
I never understood why Washington traded him there in the first place. Like, I never understood why they let him go. Also, too, man, the guy who wrote that article is my guy Dotson, who came on the show the other day. And if you read his stuff, he's pointing that the Grizzlies are super busy. Like, you're hearing the Grizzlies stick their nose into everything. So I'd expect something to happen this summer for sure. Dotson, like I said, is not just a media member. He's also a scout, connected in a lot of ways. And he says that, man, he's hearing the Grizzlies involved in a lot. Like, the Kevin Durant deal, like that guy from Phoenix came out and said yesterday that he's hearing the Grizzlies' name connected to a lot of deals. My guy Dotson said the same thing on my show on Wednesday.
Well, if he's going to do it, you can't overvalue assets. That's what I'm with you. Same. He's got to, if it's that last first round pick that you've been holding on to and haven't wanted to do, so it's cost you a couple deals, you got to do it this time. If it's that young player, I don't care, GG Vince, that you've overvalued, whatever, maybe in some way, you haven't included him on the deal. You got to do that now. That's got to be the difference for Kleiman. I'm with you on, man, I hope he's active, but he cannot overvalue the assets that he has.
He can't at all. And I think he realizes that too, man. I think this year, really humbled him the way that he needed to be humbled to do what he needs to do for this team. I'm glad you said that, too, about G.G. Jackson. When Dotson was on my show the other day, he's a guy that covers the Pelicans, and he covers the Grizzlies, and he's a scout, like I said. And he brought up that during the playoffs, there was a lottery team that came to several Grizzlies games, including the play-in and the playoffs, and that was the New Orleans Pelicans. So, hey, there's a lot of people who like the Trey Murphys, the Herb Jones of the world.
Yep.
You know, they may have been coming to see what G.G. Jackson was going to do. G.G., of course, didn't play. But he said sometimes, you know, people come, they want to see what G.G.'s, you know, what his body language is like. Mm-hmm. Like, that's been a big topic of conversation about G.G., his body language and how he looks not playing on the team, how he looks on the bench. So, you might see G.G. Jackson's name involved in a few deals this summer as well.
It makes sense to me. There will be no tears shed on this side. I mean, I wish him well, but it now is the time. You know what I'm saying? Now is the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Memphis is the place.
No more reserving your assets. Time to go.
That's right. We got
to. But I'm expecting something to happen, man, for sure. I'm expecting something to go down.
Well, we're excited.
You're the best, brother.
We're absolutely
man, appreciate
excited.
Appreciate you doing this.
I'm going to get the skinny on Denny's, you know, heritage and
yeah, find out, man, because I'm sure you'll be elated if he can go for white passing, at least.
Well, I think he's that. I think he's that. But, you know, it needs to be more than just that.
I don't
think
he's Hebrew Israelite. I think he's like regular Israeli Israelite.
His mother is an Israeli Jew, according to Wikipedia. And his father is an Israeli citizen of Gorani Muslim heritage who played basketball for Yugoslavia. So you got all that?
I just hope that Yeah, I hope the Grizzlies get him.
This is very simple, obviously.
Yeah, let's get him, man. I just hope that the Grizzlies get him, that the Hebrew Israelites on Beale Street don't convert him over to the Brotherhood. But we'll see, man.
I mistakenly called him an Israelite, but I think his mom is, so I don't know, man. Brad's on it. Brad's going to get to the bottom of it. He says,
sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Appreciate you.
Staying out of this one. Yeah,
thanks, Anthony. He is Anthony Say. Joins us every Friday here on the show. We get, yeah, as Fitz would say, we got our stats and info group on it.
Yeah, I mean, SIG.
I don't think you can put him in a box though. He's got a lot of different, you know, different parts, right? Israeli Jew, Israeli citizen of Guarani Muslim heritage, Yugoslavia national team. So it's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. You can't just put him in one tidy box.
Those guys aren't who's on your wall, are they?
I mean, he
just
could
be. Just to be honest.
He could be.
Okay.
I'm not going to say he couldn't be.
Okay.
But in terms of, like, the players that I identify with,
American-born pure whites is who you're with.
It's not.
Just say it. Say it with pride.
No, I do. This is the time to be proud. We have a big parade coming up on Sunday.
Is it the time?
We have a
Are
big
you
parade.
Guys ready for Fade Brad?
No, we're not ready.
discuss Israelites some more.
We're not ready because it's time to for you to get back on the winning side of things. There's no doubt about it.
Poor.
Or keep losing. Thanks to Anthony Sain for joining us on the show. We will come back. We'll do Fade Brad, and then Parthu Padja is going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm Turner Fam, ESPN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.